Matthew 5:43-48, ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that which despitefully use you and persecute you.
That's Reverend Kenneth Hicks. He's the assistant to the pastor at the 16th Street Baptist Church. He's been planning this Sunday's lesson by researching and reflecting on these verses. He believes it's no coincidence that the text selected for that particular Sunday lesson was chosen 50 years ago.
Who knew, you know, when they planned that text, months or even years before September 15th, 1963, that the bombing would occur, you know? Yet, somehow, the providential hand of God allowed that text to be selected.
The text contains themes of forgiveness, acceptance, and loving your enemy.
Bad things do happen to good or innocent people. What the challenge is for the Christian is to be able to live through, live beyond, live above the things, not to shake our fist at God.
He admits that it's difficult to look at certain situations that are violent and see the lessons in them. Still, he believes that because of the church's history, the youth of the congregation can make sense of scriptures like these that can be challenging to digest.
Sometimes we don't realize how bright and how perceptive they are. You know, the dots together, they understand what's going on, and I think they realize the significance going to this church. Being here, you begin to understand the culture and understand that this place is somewhat different, but it's still a church. It's still about lifting up Jesus Christ.
A church, Hick hopes, people will see as more than just a landmark.
People come from all around the world to see a monument to the civil rights era. They come, they take pictures. Our hope is, our prayer is that what they find is a living church that is an organism in the body of Christ.
That last message, that the church is both a historical institution and a functioning congregation, is one that Hicks hopes those outside the church will take to heart. After all, the church isn't a museum. 50 years after the bombing, people are still attending service at the 16th Street Baptist Church and sending their children to Sunday school. For WBHM, I'm Sarah D'Elia.